Dearly beloved, we have come into the presence, we've come together into the presence of God, our Heavenly Father, to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at His hand, to set forth His most worthy praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and salvation. O come, let us worship Him. Let us kneel and bow down before Him. Let us confess our sins with penitent hearts and obtain forgiveness by His infinite grace and mercy.
Almighty and most merciful Father, we have strayed from Your ways like lost sheep. We have followed the devices and desires of our hearts. We have offended against Your holy law. We have done those things which we should not have done, and we have not done those things which we should have done. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Spare us and restore us, according to the promises You have declared to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. For His sake, grant that we may live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of Your holy name.
The Almighty and merciful Lord has granted us pardon and forgiveness of all our sins, grace for true repentance and amendment of life, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. sing a joyful shout to the Lord, all you who land.
The lesson for this evening's meditation comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one."
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of our meditation, or the portion of Scripture on which our meditation is based, is the reading that we just heard from John chapter 10. You know, it's Bible passages like this one that when you read them, well, it causes me at least to have a thought right away. Stupid Jews. Why couldn't they get it? Why didn't they see it? How could they be so blind? I mean, it's not like they hadn't heard Jesus making claims to be the Messiah before. And on all those previous occasions, you can almost picture these Jewish leaders covering up their ears and saying, "We're not listening." They just didn't want to hear. Now, I'm not trying to make light of the spiritual predicament into which the Jews had placed themselves, these Jewish leaders at least. It's just amazing that Jesus' message could be so clear. I am the Messiah. That his words and actions could fit so well with what the Old Testament had said about the coming Messiah, what he was to be, what he was to say, what he was to do. And still, these Jewish leaders refused to believe in him. They rejected him as their Savior. And we could really say then that these Jewish leaders didn't listen to what Jesus said. They heard his words, but they didn't take those words to heart. They, with their stubborn unbelief, plugged their ears and refused to listen. They got mad at Jesus instead. Now, before I give you even more reason to sit smugly and self-righteously, because I'm not talking about you, because you, after all, do believe in Jesus as your Savior, consider this. Are you always an attentive member of Jesus' flock? From this text, from John's Gospel, let me encourage you this evening, keep listening to Jesus. The most important reason to keep listening to Jesus is that he gives you eternal life. About his sheep, Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Now notice how many strings Jesus attaches there. None. There are no hidden costs. There is no fine print in a complicated contract. There are no stipulations. There are no catches. Jesus gives you, his sheep, eternal life. And that fits perfectly, you see, with the fact that Jesus is our shepherd. How does a shepherd determine whether or not he's going to take care of every sheep in his flock? Does he make them jump through certain hoops, maybe figuratively or literally, so that they can be allowed to graze in the green pastures? Does he make them be nice and kind to all of the other sheep and get along with them so that they can be led beside the quiet waters? Jesus takes care of you, his sheep, because he wants to. The only thing that he requires of you is that you listen. And actually, that's not something that you have to achieve or something that you have to work for. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, Jesus says. Now, in Bible times, every sheep of the flock knew the voice of the shepherd. They would only respond to the voice of their shepherd. In the morning, when it was time for the sheep to be taken out into the pastures, every one of the shepherds would gather one by one at the gate of the big sheep pen, and he would call to his sheep. And the sheep would only go when their shepherd called. They wouldn't listen to any other voice. So are you listening? Are you listening to your shepherd? Many of us have been listening since we were babies, from the time that we were baptized and brought into the flock of our Savior. We've known the voice of our eternal life-giving shepherd before we can even remember. But we have to admit that there are times when other voices start to sound a little appealing. The voices that tell us it's okay to sin just a little bit. The voices that say it's okay to get just a little bit drunk. The voices that tell us that it's okay to mess around just a little too much with our girlfriend. The voices that tell us that it's wrong to take a firm stand on the Bible because then we're going to be viewed as judgmental. The voices that tell us that anyone of any religion is going to heaven if they're sincere about their beliefs. These foreign, not our shepherd voices come to us from all around us, from our friends, from the media, the internet, and they come from even within us. But it's when we start listening to and following these other voices too much and too often that we run into trouble. You see, sheep aren't so much stupid as they are dependent. They're dependent on their shepherd for, well, their lives. In Bible times, the sheep depended on their shepherd for their food. If they got too far out of range of the voice of their shepherd, they wouldn't know where to go to find those pastures. And if it got to the point where they really wandered off out of the range of their shepherd, then they might fall prey to danger. They might be attacked. What kind of a chance does a sheep stand against a mountain lion? Can you say lamb chops, anyone? Not to listen to Jesus, not to listen to your shepherd, is dangerous. And it's not only dangerous for this life. Not listening to Jesus also puts your spiritual life in jeopardy. Sin is sin, and it's punishable by death, by eternal death in hell. Therefore, keep listening to Jesus also because he protects you. He protects you from all harm. Now, if that's true, does that mean that I never have to worry about having any kind of physical harm come to me in my lifetime? Obviously not. Using myself as an example, I'd never have broken my arm twice. I wouldn't have twisted my ankles countless times. I would never have had any stitches. I would never have had any other kinds of mishaps. But of course, then I think about the times when the physical harm to me could have been much worse, such as the time that I had to go from 55 miles an hour to 0 miles an hour in much less space than I could when that drunk driver turned in front of me, or the time that I slid down only part of a mountainside because friction finally caught up and stopped me, or, well, I'm sure that you could come up with examples from your own life when it was very clear that your shepherd was protecting you, was watching out for you. But pay special attention to the kind of protection that Jesus emphasizes about the protection he gives his sheep. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Here Jesus especially is talking about the spiritual protection that he gives you. He will not allow any spiritual harm to come to us. He is not going to lead you into any false beliefs. He's not going to allow someone else to come along, a false shepherd to come along and grab you out of Jesus' flock to take you somewhere else. Your shepherd cares for you so much that he guards you. He guards you with a vengeance. Keep listening. Keep listening to Jesus. His voice is very clear. In your baptism, he speaks to you. He tells you that your sins are forgiven. He tells you, you are my precious little lamb. In his supper, he comes to you and he says, here, take my body and blood, the same body and blood that I sacrificed so that you don't have to die for your sins. In his word, he tells you that he does indeed love you and that he cares for you and he gives you eternal life. Keep listening to Jesus and live. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Before you as incense. set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended by you from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.